Today is the 7th of May, 2024. It's Tuesday morning. Have you ever heard someone say, well, here are the circumstances? Here are the circumstances. Or you might hear someone say, well, this is my circumstance. Or, this is the circumstances we face. Or they might say, here's what's going on. Tell you what happened. Here's what's going to happen. This is the way it is. I don't understand what's going on. I can't figure this out. Only the Lord knows what's going on. This is the circumstances we're facing. All of those expressions should be countered by Genesis 50:20. But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good to bring to pass as it is this day to save much people alive. But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good to bring to pass as it is this day to save much people alive. Genesis 50, verse 20. These are the circumstances we're facing. This is what's going on. I can't believe what's happening. Well, Romans 8:28. For all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them that are the called according to His purpose. What's going on? What circumstances are you facing this morning? I can't believe what's happening. This is not good. When are things going to get better? What's the purpose in all this? Well, let me tell you something. God has predestinated all things. You might not like that. You might say, there's no way God predestinated what color shirt I'm going to wear today. But you can't make me believe that. I can't make you believe anything. I can't even make you believe that He knows every sparrow that falls to the ground. I can't make you believe that the very hairs of your head are numbered. He has to work overtime to keep track of mine because I keep losing mine. God has to work overtime, right? Well, all of these ideas that man has is really a denial that God is God. Is it really a denial that God is sovereign? Is it really a denial that God works all things after the counsel of His own will? They want to believe that He just works some things after the counsel of His will, but not all things. Not the color shirt you're going to wear. Not whether you're going to have cornflakes or raisin bran. Not whether you're going to fill your car up with gas before you go to church or after you get out of church. God doesn't care about those little things. Really. Really. Well, consider Mordecai and Haman. You think he cared about those things? Consider Jacob and Esau. You think he cared about those lumps, those from one seed? Hath not the potter power over the clay? consider providence. Does he send the rain? Does he send the snow? Does he send the sunshine? Consider children that are born into the world. You know, these are things that we have to give God all the glory in all things. You know, well, it says even the wicked are created for the day of evil. How can we reconcile that in our mind? Even the day that are created for the day of evil. They sing that song, God is good all the time. He's good all the time for his elect. But he's not good all the time for the reprobate, is it? You know, let's deal with reality, folks. Let's get our head out of the sands. Only God can reveal himself to us in the power of his Holy Spirit to reveal the truth of who he is to us. We're not bound by circumstances. We're bound by the providential hand of God. Well, that's what's on my mind this morning. So the next time I start complaining about my circumstances, woe is me, poor little me, may I remind myself that God is in control. God bless.